We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. The Greg Pickle extravaganza continues right now. I'm Dustin Hockensmith, living in Greg's shadow. This is Ask Greg. My favorite segment. These are questions from you guys. A lot of you get onto the Keystone Sports app. You can file a question there really nice and easy. If you don't have it, go get it on the App Store, Keystone Sports. There's an Ask Greg button. There's an Ask Ross button as well. Throw your questions our way. We will answer them more than likely on the air. We cover mostly Penn State football and recruiting, but ask Greg anything. We'll try to get to it. We'll start here, Greg, with David from Wilmington, Delaware. Fair question. Can you explain how recruiting class rankings work? He saw an article where Northwestern was 6, Penn State was 9 within the Big Ten. Penn State's lowest player was Keaton Ellis, the state college cornerback, rated number 459 nationally. I assume that's the 24/7 composite. Northwestern's highest rated player is a guy named Thomas Gordon. Don't know much about Thomas, but number 503 nationally. He knows that Northwestern's class is bigger, but isn't quality more important than quantity?
See that Peter King's leaving Sports Illustrated, by the way? I did not see that till just now, and I'm blown away.
Breaking news from six weeks ago.
Yeah. Wow. I guess I've been out of the loop on that, but I am
good
stunned.
Timing, too. Right as I ask you a question about Penn State recruiting rankings, we go to Peter King.
I was looking at that like, okay. The thing with recruiting rankings, especially at this time of year, is that there's so few commitments in the boat that they're really skewed because it's a math problem, right? So the more that you have, generally speaking, the higher up you're going to be in the rankings because the formula, the way it works, it just averages out all of your commitments. And if you have more, you know, if you have 8 3-stars, but, you know, some other school only has 1 5-star, well, you know, that 1 5-star may make more of an impact at the college level than the 8 3-stars ever do. But by the sheer way that math works, they're going to be rated lower. So when it as relates specifically to this question, you know, you look at Northwestern, it has 7 3-star commitments right now. Well, Penn State only has 3. So based on that math problem, that's why Penn State's actually just been updated recently. Penn State's actually dropped to number 10 with Nebraska getting a few commitments in. Northwestern's up to 6. But yeah, it's a math problem. I expect Penn State to rise the ranks soon. Just for the sake of sharing it, Michigan leads the way with 10 commits in the Big Ten, Ohio State 9, Wisconsin 8, and they are unsurprisingly your top 3.
Yeah, I think, you know, this brings to light. So it's a loaded question to ask, isn't quality more important than quantity? Because realistically, both are important. In terms of recruiting rankings, I think quantity matters more than quality does. You know, like you can have what would mathematically, what do you think if you had 3 5-stars versus, you know, a class that had 6 4-stars and 6 3-stars?
Yeah.
That other class, the 12 class, would be, even though impact on program, 3 5-stars probably better than those 12 players.
Yeah.
So, you know, in terms of building your recruiting class, quantity matters, quality matters probably a little bit more so. But in terms of building these rankings, your number at the end when you're talking about a math formula is going to be quantity.
Exactly. Nope, that's it. That's it. So, I mean, like I said, though, I expect Penn State to get a jump here sooner rather than later.
Nick from Harrisburg wonders, Southern Columbia quarterback Stone Hollenbach has 5-star wide receiver Julian Fleming in the 2020 class to throw to put up some impressive numbers. Is he getting a look from Penn State for the 19 class?
Not that
maybe
I'm aware
to help
of.
Get Fleming committed.
Yeah,
maybe
not,
as a walk-on.
Maybe as a walk-on. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Julian Fleming, I think, could probably do what he does with, not to take anything away from this kid, but Julian Fleming could probably do what he's doing with me at quarterback, because if you look at what he does for that Southern Columbia team, I mean, he just gets the ball and then is faster than almost everybody on the field. So I've actually watched that kid's tape. It's not bad, but I'm not aware of any connection with him to Penn State. Again, maybe as a walk-on, but he'll probably have some other options as well.
It's interesting to see the technique when you're recruiting a guy from a program, if there's a friendship or something like that, that's worth worth taking as a preferred walk-on or something. Crazier things have happened, but it looks like, as Greg says, Stone Hollenbach, not a high-level FBS player. Joseph from Scranton, He says, "Dear Jim, Jim Galante, our general manager here, you said it doesn't necessarily have to be a question. So here goes. Make the case getting Tommy Stevens ready for other positions besides quarterback will hurt or not hurt his professional prospects at quarterback."
That's a good question. I don't think so. I mean, I've gone back and forth on that so many times. I mean, I don't know where you stand on it, but there's a part of you that they could completely see it really impacting him, and then there's another part of you that could see it not being that big of a deal. I mean, the nature of the NFL beast is that Trey Apke went in the fourth round is the perfect example of how we can sit here until we're blue in the face and try and pinpoint what NFL teams want and when they want it. But at the end of the day, if somebody feels strongly about a guy and, you know, 3 quarters of the teams in the NFL, are crossing that guy off their board because of something that might be wrong with him, but in their mind, but one team loves him. And one team, I mean, if you look at Jay Gruden's comments about Trey Apke, he's gushing about the guy. And who saw that coming? I didn't. So it's really hard, I think, more than ever, to get inside of the minds of these NFL teams. But as we've talked about often, it only takes one.
It only takes one. I don't know. I mean, one season of impact quarterback play.
Right.
Plus demonstrating the athleticism to play at a high level with the ball in your hands, receiving the ball. It's not like those skills directly translate to your prospects as an NFL player. But really, if you put up 13 games of really good film and you have that uniqueness, you know, to have on film too, I don't think it helps or hurts necessarily. It also is going to come down to if he wants to play quarterback at the next level, have a good 2019 season at quarterback. And none of what he does this year really matters. I think if he had the opportunity to start at quarterback in 2018 and 2019, that would be the most beneficial thing at all. That option is not on the table.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. I think we've seen guys turn one good year into high draft picks, location. I guess that's not the right word, but you know what I mean.
If it comes to sitting on the bench behind Trace McSorley or playing this versatile role, yeah, that versatile role helps you.
But then you get into this whole weird thing of how will scouts and anonymous GMs that talk to the media before the draft view him for staying instead of running away, quote unquote, from the backup job to go start somewhere else. So I don't know. It's the NFL is such a weird thing to figure out. More and more just gets stranger and stranger every year.
What we think matters doesn't actually matter. What actually matters today, 2 years from now, might not matter at all. Who knows? Who knows? It's a fair question, but I don't think anybody really knows the answer to it, even including NFL general managers. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're doing Ask Greg, talking Penn State football, taking your questions now. Dominic from Cranberry Township, when are we most likely to get our next commit, and who might that be? Good, easy question, I think, because we actually have a timeline.
We do.
For prospects.
Yeah, so May 18th, a big, big day for Penn State as it relates to the decisions from Devin Ford, the 4-star running back from Fredericksburg, Virginia, plays at North Stafford. Teammates with 2018 offensive line signee at Penn State, Nana Asidu. He'll pick between the Lions and Virginia Tech at 4 p.m. And then turning the page over to Antonio Alfano. I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Dustin, I have not seen a time for his announcement yet. But he's also going to announce on May 18th the New Jersey 4-star defensive end is a guy that Penn State's really been after for a long time. I think he could actually end up being a tackle at the next level more so than a defensive end, but we'll call him a defensive lineman at this point in time. Alabama, Georgia, and Penn State, the finalists there. I do not see a timeout for him yet. I'm sure it'll either be early in the morning before school starts or maybe at the end of the day. Some schools have an assembly. I believe that's what Ford's going to do. So, I see Penn State going 1-for-2 here. I'm not willing to pick which one they get, but I think they go 1-for-2.
I think Penn State goes 2-for-2 with these guys. Yeah.
I guess the one thing that I would have mostly agree
with that. The odds
of that.
2-for-2 are better than 0-for-2.
I 100% agree with that. Yeah. I guess there's one thing about each guy that bugs me a little bit. With Ford, what does the Virginia Tech connection mean? Now, if you look it up on a map, because I did it the other day, and Virginia Tech is not that much closer than Penn State is. So people like
Virginia is a long state.
It is. It is. I mean, I might be dumb and geographically challenged, but I saw
true
that.
True and true.
Yeah, right.
If this were buy or sell, I'd be buying them both. Yeah.
But I looked it up in the MapQuest, and I was surprised that it was as far away as it was for him to get to Virginia Tech and then for him to get to Penn State. So I think that's one thing that a lot of people think is working in the Hokies' favor that really isn't. But the connection maybe to stay home, be the in-state hero, that worries me a little bit with Devin Ford. And then with Alfano, I mean, it's Josh Gattis versus James Franklin heads up. I mean, not to say Nick Saban's not involved, but let's be honest, that's what this recruitment is. It's the old Penn State receivers coach who is now, of course, at Alabama, and he's been recruiting Alfano hard, and James Franklin's throwing the kitchen sink at the Alfano camp along with his staff. So who wins out? That's the question I have with both of those guys. I agree 100% with you that it's more likely Penn State goes 2-for-2 than 0-for-2. I just kind of just see a split coming at this point in time.
Yeah, I think mainly because recruiting is the least predictable thing ever. And going back to when Antonio Alfano is going to make the announcement, what time? If he sets a time, what are the odds that he actually sticks to the time anyway?
Right.
Stay tuned, I think, is the moral of the story. But Alfano, I think proximity is going to win out. I also think with Ford, something fundamentally seemed to happen in his recruitment at the blue-white game that I think last, and I think he was ready to make a commitment after that. It's my hunch that they go 2-for-2. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, May 18th, one way or the other, Dominic, it looks like Penn State probably gets another commit. Let me get into one or two of your Twitter questions here, Greg. At EdMcDonald14. Wonders which Penn State player could be a rising star in 2018 aside from the obvious opponents. Which team could surprise Penn State?
Yeah.
Two-parter.
I think that the guy that I'm really watching for is Antonio Shelton. His name came up a ton, Dustin.
Yes.
Over the course of the winter conditioning and then spring practice. I just get the hunch that he's going to break out. Maybe not be a huge contributor. Maybe not blow you away on the stat sheet. But when he's in the game, he makes a difference. And I think that that's one guy to really watch for this fall. And then I'm going to go back to what we talked about a couple of segments ago. And the team that bugs me is Illinois, man. And it's not because they're good, because they're not. That is a really difficult spot with Ohio State on deck. 2 weeks after playing Pittsburgh, you're probably emotionally spent a little bit. And you're looking ahead a little bit. And, oh, boy, here we go. Got to get on the plane and go to Champaign, Illinois to play the Fight in the Illini, who are probably 0-3 at that point. Unexciting.
In your scenario, who's saying this right now in your scenario?
To me, it's
collectively.
It's the mindset they can sneak up on college football teams and sort of, be the letdown spot or the look-ahead spot. So
here we go.
Here we go. Gotta go out there. Maybe it's me thinking that way. Maybe I'll have a letdown that game. But, yeah, that's the one that worries me a little bit. And I think the obviously Wisconsin game will be a tough one, too.
There you go. Greg Pickle answering your questions here on Ask Greg. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. All these segments you just listened to, hopefully, you can listen to them again at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or by downloading the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.